Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Thanks for listening to Jesus Revealed. The purpose of Jesus Revealed is to look into the Bible and to see in the first half, which is called the Old Testament, the 39 books in the Old Testament, to see if there are things written there that speak about Jesus Christ long before he ever was born. Now, the Bible talks about the incarnation, which is really describing the fact that the Son of God became a man. He moved from heaven to earth. He took human form. And that is something the New Testament very specifically talks about. But the Old Testament predicted that. But I don't want to talk to you so much about that in this recording. I want to talk about the fact that God is a tripartite being. That is, that God is made up of three persons. It's what Christians call the Trinity. Now, you will not find the word Trinity in the Bible, but that doesn't mean the truth of the Trinity is not found in the Bible. There are other words that Christians use, such as the rapture, which is when Jesus comes again for the church and takes them to heaven, and they would say the word rapture is not in the Bible, but the word rapture means to snatch away, and you'll find that word in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and passages such as that. Well, the word Trinity isn't in the Bible, but the idea of God being composed of more than one person, the Godhead, Acts chapter 17 talks about God as the Godhead. Now, that's something we find hard to get our heads around. And I can't give you any great illustrations of it. I can give you some samples from nature. For instance, that you will find that an egg has got a shell, a white, and a yolk, and yet it's an egg. You as a human being are the best example because the Bible teaches us God made us in his image and we've got a body, a soul and a spirit. And God is Father, Son and Holy Spirit. You will find that water, gas and ice, you know, whether it's steam, whether it's liquid or whether it's solid, it's still water, but three expressions, three forms of the same thing. Now, they're poor examples, but the Bible tells us something of or reveals something of the wonder of God as one God, not three gods, but one God, three persons in the Godhead. Now, the first hint we get to that is right back in Genesis in chapter 1. And as Genesis chapter 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep. And God said, let there be light. And then when you come to the end of the chapter, it says this, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image. Now, you check your words out there. God is speaking and he says, let us make man in our image. Now, that is the first hint that you get. Now, the Jews, that they love to look at the word of God and to check it out. And the word for Lord is the idea of a word that can actually be more than one person drawn into one person. So, three persons, one God. Now, that's a very difficult concept to explain. But the way the Jude would explain the two being one would be in marriage. So in marriage, God said two people become one flesh. And the word for the Lord our God is one God that the Jew would repeat very often in terms of the law, the one God, is the same word as one flesh. And yet one flesh is a man and a woman becoming one unit, being one couple, being one flesh, and yet they're two individual persons. So there's an example of within marriage of two being one. When we come to the rest of the Bible, in fact, you will find that in Genesis chapter 1, the Spirit of God moves upon the face of the water. So the Spirit of God is seen as being distinct from the Father, as we learn about, and is revealed more precisely in the New Testament, and the Son. Now, when we come to the New Testament, this principle of God being one person, one God but three persons, is expanded in the New Testament. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6 says, there is but one God, the Father, from whom are all things. And there is but one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and through whom we live. And yet the very same writer writes in 2 Corinthians 3, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord, there is freedom, there is liberty. When he writes in 2 Corinthians 13, he says, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Now, one of the revelations of Jesus revealed in the Old Testament is the fact that he's the creator. But you don't discover that till you come to the New Testament. So if you're turning with me today, you turn to John chapter 1 and you will discover that it says this. and you could probably quote it like I could, but let me read it to you. It says about Jesus, he's the Word, and in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Let us make man, Genesis chapter 3, chapter 1, verse 29 says, in the beginning was the Word, the Word was with God. So if you're with someone, you're distinct from them. And the Word was God, you're in the same capacity as that one, if you are the same as. But listen to what it says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And in case you wonder who this is, you come to verse 14 of this chapter, and it says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory. So the writer John is saying the Word became a man. So the Word is Jesus. But the passage said the Word made the world. All things were made by him. And yet Genesis chapter 1 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, this isn't the only passage that talks about that. Now, very, very helpfully, if you go to Hebrews chapter 1 or you go to Colossians chapter 1, all these chapter 1s, they really help us understand this. Let me read to you about Colossians chapter 1. It says this about the Lord Jesus, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. That doesn't mean the first one to be born, but he ranks higher than everyone else. The firstborn in the Old Testament wasn't necessarily the oldest child. It was the one who ranked with privilege in the family. You think of Esau and Jacob. Jacob became the firstborn, but he was born second. And so you get that example running. Jesus is the firstborn of every creature. He ranks higher than any other being because he's the Son of the living God. But listen to what it says, Colossians 1 verse 16. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And you turn through your Bible and you come to Hebrews and you come to chapter 1 and you'll find that it says a similar thing. It talks about God speaking by his Son. Then he says he's the brightness of his glory. He's the express image of his person. He upholds all things by the word of his power. But before that, I didn't read it to you, but it says this. God has spoken by his Son. I mentioned that. He is the appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. So the Son was there on the day of creation. And we read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, the Spirit was there in the day of creation. And we know God the Father is there in the day of creation because that's fairly self-evident from the passage. Jesus revealed. He is seen as being one member of the tripartite God, the great God of eternity, the Godhead made up of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. May we worship God as we consider the wonder of this one who took flesh and who came to die for our sin, and who's risen from the dead and sits at the right hand of the Majesty on high, and whom we love and worship for all that he has done for us and for the glory of God. Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist, through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.